Today we're building roller-style drum bus glue from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DN beat energy in mind. And just to be clear, this is not about making your drum sound hyper-polished or surgically clean. We want a drum bus that feels tight, pumping, cohesive, a little bit crunchy, and full of that one-machine attitude. The kind of drum sound that can sit under a fast bassline and still punch through with character. So think of this as a workflow lesson. We're not just slapping a compressor on the master drum group and hoping for magic. We're going to build the chain step by step, balance the movement, and make the drums feel glued together without flattening the groove. Let's start at the source. Before any glue processing even matters, the drum foundation has to be strong. For a jungle or old-school DNB roller, that usually means some combination of a breakbeat, a kick layer, a snare layer, maybe a rim or ghost hit, maybe a top loop or a hat loop. If the source rhythm is weak, no amount of bus processing is going to save it. In Ableton, select your drum tracks and group them together with Command or Control plus G. Rename that group to Drum Bus. That gives you one clean place to shape the whole kit. Now, the first device on the bus should usually be utility. This is where we manage gain. Don't be afraid to trim the drum group down a few dB if it's arriving too hot. A lot of people skip this, but it matters a lot because old-school style glue often sounds better when the chain is being hit at a moderate level rather than slamming into every processor. So if the drums are already loud, pull them down by maybe 3 to 6 dB. You're making room for the rest of the chain to work properly. After utility, go to EQ8. This is your cleanup stage before the character starts. A good starting move is a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz just to remove useless sub-rumble. Then listen for muddy buildup, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. If the break feels boxy or cloudy, a small cut there can help a lot. If the snare feels a bit papery or harsh, you can tame some of that around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the hats are splashing too hard, you might soften the 8 to 10 kHz area a touch. The key here is restraint. We're cleaning, not sterilizing. Jungle and old-school DNB can absolutely live with a bit of roughness. In fact, that roughness is part of the charm. Now let's add some real personality with Drum Bus. Drum Bus is brilliant for this style because it can thicken a loop fast and give it that slightly worn, driven feel. Put it after EQ8. Start with dry somewhere around 5 to 20%. Keep crunch subtle, maybe 0 to 10%, unless you're really going for grit. Boom can be useful, but use it carefully. If you do use it, keep it modest and set the boom frequency roughly in the 60 to 90 Hz range. And then try the transient control, because that can bring back some snap, often somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20. A good rule for jungle drums is this: too much boom usually fights the bass line. So use drum bus to add density and attitude, not to fake a sub bass. If the break feels thin, drive it a bit more. If the kick needs more edge, increase transient. If the loop already has a lot going on, keep crunch subtle. Next up is glue compressor. This is where the actual glue happens. Put glue compressor after drum bus. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Use an attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients can still punch through. Release can be auto, or somewhere in the 0.1 to 0.3 second range depending on the groove. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That amount is important. We want light compression, not a crushed drum loop. The drums should start to feel like they're moving together in one pocket, but the kick and snare still need their front edge. If the drums start losing life, the attack is probably too fast or the threshold is too low. And if you want a little more control and bite, try soft clip on the glue compressor. It can help keep peaks in check while adding a bit of attitude. After that, we add saturator for warmth and harmonic density. This is one of the easiest ways to make drums feel a bit older, a bit thicker, and more present in the mix. Place saturator after the glue compressor, or try it before the compressor if you want the compressor to react to the added harmonics. Start with drive around plus 1 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then level match with the output so you're comparing fairly. That level matching part is huge. If saturation only sounds better because it's louder, that's not a real improvement. Always compare processed and unprocessed versions at the same level. What saturator gives you is more perceived loudness, more density, and a slightly worn console or tape-style vibe. That can be perfect for old-school jungle drums that need to cut through a bass line without sounding modern clean. Now, if you want that extra jungle attitude, this is where parallel crunch comes in. You can do this with a return track or an auto effect rack. Either way, the idea is the same. Keep your main drum bus relatively controlled and blend in a dirty parallel layer underneath it. A good parallel chain might start with EQ8, high past around 120 Hz so the low end doesn't get out of control. Then add saturator with more aggressive drive, maybe plus 8 plus 12 dB. Then drum bus for extra drive and crunch, and maybe a compressor or glue compressor to keep it steady. The important thing is the blend. Keep it subtle. Usually 10 to 25% of that crunchy parallel signal is enough to add edge and classic jungle energy without wrecking the main transients. This is one of those moves that can really transform a plain drum loop into something that feels like a proper roller. Now let's talk about width and focus. Classic old-school drum glue tends to feel more centered and more focused than a lot of modern wide drum processing. So if your drum bus feels too spread out, use utility at the end to narrow the width a bit, or at least check mono compatibility. A main drum bus around 80 to 100% width is often a safe starting point. If your hi-hats or top loops are getting too wide, it's usually better to process those separately rather than widening the whole drum group. The center of the groove needs to stay strong, especially in DnB, because that's what lets the bass line and brakes lock together properly. At this point, you should always check the drums against the bass line. This is the Riedel test. Loop an 8-bar drum pattern. Bring in the bass line, and listen at a moderate volume. Ask yourself, is the kick disappearing into the sub? Is the snare too pokey or too soft? Are the brakes filling too much mid-range? Is the compressor breathing with the groove in a musical way? If the drums are losing clarity, don't just turn them up. Often the better fix is to back off the compression or reduce some of the saturation. The goal is punch and cohesion, not just loudness. One really important coach note here, mix into the bus from the start. Don't build the drums in solo and then hope the bus processing works later. In jungle, the bus changes the balance enough that you should be making decisions with the bass playing. That's where the truth is. Also, use short loops first, but always test longer sections. A 2-bar loop can absolutely lie to you. A 16-bar pass will tell you if the bus starts to get harsh, tiring, or overcompressed after repeated hits. Another powerful tip is to think in layers of control. Don't try to solve everything with one processor. Let EQ clean up the mud. Let drum bus add texture. Let glue compressor create movement. Let saturator add density. That layered approach usually sounds much more musical and record-like. If you want to push things further, you can add multi-band dynamics before the glue compressor when the low end of the drum bus keeps swelling in weird ways. Use it only where needed. Tame the low mids a little, maybe around 120 to 300 Hz, or control a splashy top end if dense fills are getting out of hand. Keep it subtle. You're shaving edges, not redesigning the entire drum sound. Another smart move for heavy jungle is splitting the bus into weight and attitude using an audio effect rack. One chain can stay cleaner and provide the punch, while the other chain gets filtered and dirtied up for character. That way, you keep the core intact but still get the grime. And don't forget the arrangement side of things, because the glue can change across the track. A good roller doesn't need the exact same drum energy in every section. You can automate less drum bus drive in the intro, then bring in more parallel crunch at the drop. You can soften the saturation in breakdowns, and then increase it slightly in the final drop or last 8 bars. Even tiny changes in transient energy or compressor movement can make the track feel alive. That's a big part of the old-school vibe. Contrast. Dry intro drums, fuller drop drums, dirtier second drop, filtered breakdown, then a final return with more attitude. That progression makes the bus glue feel like part of the arrangement rather than just a static mix setting. Here's a really practical mini exercise you can try right now. Load one breakbeat loop, one kick layer, one snare layer, and one hat loop. Group them into drum bus. Add utility, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator. Set utility so you've got headroom. High pass around 25 Hz in EQ8, and if needed do a small cut around 300 Hz. In drum bus, try drive at 10%, transient at plus 10, crunch around 5%. In glue compressor, use a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 ms, release on auto and aim for about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then on saturator, try plus 3 dB drive with soft clip-on. Duplicate the loop across 16 bars and automate the energy. Keep the first 4 bars a bit drier, bring in a little more drive in the middle, add parallel crunch around bars 9 to 12, and then give the last section a slight saturation lift. Then listen and ask, does it feel more urgent? Does the snare sit better? Does the groove stay punchy as it evolves? That's the sound we're after. Not just louder drums, but drums that feel more alive, more connected, and more like a single rolling machine. So to recap the core idea, start with a strong drum source, group your drum elements into a dedicated bus, clean the low end and harshness with utility and EQ8, add character with drum bus, glue with glue compressor, warm it up with saturator, and use parallel crunch if you want extra jungle grit. Keep checking everything against the bass line, and automate the bus so the track evolves. For jungle and old school DNB, drum glue should feel like energy and cohesion, not bland polish. You want the drums to hit like one living groove machine, tight, dirty, and pushing forward. If you want, I can also turn this into a preset style settings cheat sheet or a follow-along Ableton Live 12 project template.